The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Your credit card could have been skimmed today, and you would have no way of knowing it. CBS's Don Daler has been checking out some of the security videos.
In this security video, the man on the right shields his partner, who pulls the skimmer out of his jacket and pops it in place. The whole operation? 2 seconds.
With that skimmer in place, the crooks can duplicate every card using what otherwise looks like a completely normal card reader. How to thwart them? After this from Charlie. I think it's fair to say that credit card scammers are getting way too good. Data-stealing devices that actually snap in place over the real devices have popped up at self-checkout stations in Walmarts and Safeway stores. Here's security expert Bob Sullivan from Credit.com.
It's remarkable how fast these things can be put on top of a cash register. The folks who do the credit card skimming, they're basically magicians. They use sleight of hand, and in an instant, they can plop one of these things onto another terminal.
So what to do? One thing security experts recommend is, of course, using those new cards with the chip in them. Those are harder to steal. But you can also try to wiggle the card reader before you put the card in. Since the phony card readers snap right on, they can also snap right off. And if it feels loose, that's a red flag. Also, cover the keypad when you enter your PIN, because in some cases there have been tiny cameras placed just above the keypad looking down. Also, make sure the keypad itself is attached and not just an overlay. Some of them also just snap on and steal your data. And of course, check your statement daily if possible. Or you could just use cash and buy only what you can actually pay for. No, of course, I'm just kidding. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.